This is the Composer's Datebook for May 3rd. I'm John Burge. By the 1960s, the prevailing trends dictated that modern music should be austere, brainy, complex, and preferably written in the 12-tone serial technique developed by Arnold Schoenberg and his pupils. Well, the American composer Henry Cowell was not one to be so easily pigeonholed. In 1962, he composed an airy little quartet for flute, oboe, cello, and harpsichord, a piece very much in the neoclassical style. Cowell then rescored the harpsichord part for harp at the request of Mary Spalding Savitsky, the harp-playing wife of the Russian emigre conductor Fabian Savitsky, to whom the quartet was dedicated. Savitsky's real last name was Kusevitsky, and yes, he was the nephew of the famous Russian conductor and music patron Serge Kusevitsky. At his uncle's request, to avoid confusion, Fabian shortened his last name to Savitsky when he became conductor in his own right. He led the People's Symphony of Boston in the 1930s before becoming director of the Indianapolis Symphony from 1937 to 1955. Like his more famous uncle, Fabian Savitsky was a great champion of American composers. In his later years, he moved to Florida, where he taught and led the University of Miami Symphony. It was in Miami that a distinguished quartet, including Mrs. Savitsky, premiered Henry Cowell's quartet on today's date in 1963. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.